Good evening, Audio Boo. I would like to apologise in advance before I start this boo that if my dog starts barking, I don't know what's the matter with him today. He's a very vocal little dog, so do excuse the barking of this boo. I thought I would do this boo today on a topic which is very, very close to my heart and means a lot to me, which is making astronomy accessible for blind and partially sighted people. Now, when those words are put to you, you would probably disagree with me that it can't be made accessible because it is hugely a visual thing and it relies on you having sight to see things like stars and constellations and galaxies. And yes, usually you would be right in saying that, but I hasten to add, I myself am registered as severely sight impaired. I have a guide dog, but I recently acquired a very high grade in a GCSE in astronomy from the Greenwich Observatory. So I think I am living proof that you can study astronomy even if you have a sight impairment. I have a very good telescope to aid me. I read a lot of astronomy books. I love Brian Cox. Not afraid to admit that. So yeah, that's our first segment of this boo. But really, I'm here to talk about Living Paintings. Living Paintings is a fantastic charity that offers a library service of tactile and audio books to blind and partially sighted teenagers. And their aim is to make the visual world accessible. They also offer a range of books for children as well. So they've recently been working on two projects for astronomy. I know this because I'm working with them on a fashion book and their astronomy books currently. So I have done an article about these astronomy books for a online newspaper blog that I work for, which is called Huffington Press. I'm a journalist for them. So I will post the link up and you can see that if you're interested. Please do tweet it and send it to all your other VI friends, because I really want to get the message out that, yes, you might have a sight impairment, yes, you might not be able to see as well, but you still should have an understanding of the cosmos and you should still know where life began. So the message of this blog is, you know, don't let anything hold you back. If you want to do something, then go out there and do it. Find a way around it. And I take my hat off to Living Paintings because that is exactly what they're trying to do. So congratulations to Living Paintings. Bravo for everything you do.